You are now listening to Ride With Me, the Flatarity Podcast.
Welcome to Ride With Me, episode 51. Today is May 15, 2021. And today on the podcast, I have my cousin back.
Again.
Well, you've only been on here twice.
Once.
I got guys that are fighting for number one position. I got Ricky and Paul. They're like, wait a minute. Now I got to come back. Now, you know what? This is what we'll do. We'll duel. We'll have both of you on here. But today you're riding solo because your sister never responded to my texts.
I don't know.
Must be nice.
She doesn't even message. She doesn't even talk to us anymore.
Damn.
She dipped out and she was like.
She moved out, huh?
Yeah. Not at home anymore.
Damn.
But she's not that far. She's in West Covina.
But she's out.
Yeah.
You have the house to yourself. You can go home alone that shit.
Right after she moved out, my parents converted her bedroom into an office.
Damn.
So it's my little home office now.
There you go. Are you still working from home?
Yeah. Probably not until, I think they talked about us going back maybe in August now. But I'm only supposed to be going in one full day out of the week. I do it now. So it's not like it would be any different. It's just now I think we have to have like a set day of when we're supposed to go in.
Yeah, you notice that my podcast is no longer the little table.
Yeah.
And the wife has her little work from home office, her little Cricket and everything.
What about
that
the
she,
kids? They're homeschooled. But.
They're still from school. JoJo's desk is right there.
Oh, okay.
Because he was doing it from the kitchen, but we started to catch that his grades were slipping. And then every once in a while, we'll get a text message from the school, from the teacher. Hey, Julian was caught playing games on his. Oh, shit. Okay. And then Nick is still, he just does it off of his room. He has good grades. I mean, I think his math went from an A to a B, but he's like, I'll fix that. Recently, though, we did get a message that his band, he was using audio from YouTube to make it seem like his own.
And copyright infringement.
His teacher caught on to that, let us know. And he kind of gave us a story. And I'm like, okay, we'll address it. Then he came clean. He's like, no, I did. And blah, blah. I'm like, you are so lucky. So lucky that mom didn't make that phone call. Because if you would have made her look stupid, this conversation wouldn't be as nice. And he goes, that's one of my pet peeves. I hate to be made look stupid.
Yeah.
So he's not dad. I'm okay, work on your grade. So give me your phone. JoJo hasn't played Fortnite since I took his shit away for, I told him a month. So it had to have been maybe April 22 because Alexa has a notification that says, a reminder that says, May 22, I can play Fortnite again. So they trust Alexa with all that. But yeah, they're good. JoJo dropped his grade to like a really bad C.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other day he was telling me, Dad, my grade's at 82. So he's
little by little. I feel like it's so hard to, once your grade drops, it's so much harder to bring it up. It's so easy to let it drop, and then it's so much harder.
Exactly.
To bring it
back
up.
Dropped it in a week or two, and then I was taking him 2 months to get it. You know, but that's on him. He did that to himself.
Yeah.
But like my listeners will hear last episode's podcast, or they heard on last episode's podcast. Yeah, they lost their shit. They haven't been able to play, but I think that has helped them because now I see them playing together. Like they're at each other's throats. And they're always fighting, and it's like I had to hit the mother of my kids up the other day. I'm like, hey dude, they're talking to each other the same way you and your sisters talk to each other, and it's ugly, it's nasty. And she was like, oh no. I'm like, yeah, so if they're gonna be a bad influence, I don't want them around the kids, the boys. And she was like, well, you know, she gave me her, okay, that's it, let it go. And they've been like, the other day Uncle Roy gave them years ago this Fortnite Monopoly thing. It came out of the closet out of nowhere. Like, they were playing with that because they're so bored. I'm like, good. I like seeing this.
I'll say, well, that's good, though. Especially that way they're not stuck on the computer. Honestly, my vision has gotten so bad since teleworking. Like, I had to go get my eyes examined. I don't remember. I think it was early this year. And I was just, like, to see, like, the difference. I'm like, she's just like, oh, because you're teleworking. Like, do you wear, like, blue light glasses? And I'm like, no. It's like, maybe more so recently I started wearing them. And she's like, oh, because I do see like a big change in like your vision.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, it's probably because now like working from home, I feel like I'm exceeding the amount of hours that I'm working as opposed to when I'm in the office.
Yeah.
Like I know I have to take my breaks. I know like when lunchtime is, and then I know I go home and that's it.
At
now
home.
Like being at home, I'm like, you know, they're typing away, and then like I look at the clock and I'm like, what the hell, it's gonna be like 6:30 already, like I was supposed to be off an hour ago.
The wife's like that too. Sometimes, like I said, she's working in the garage now on the other side of the podcast studio, and I'm like, babe, I have a guest coming over in 10 minutes. She goes, oh shit, is it six? Is it 5 o'clock already? No, it's six. She's like, oh shit, you know, because she did learn about the blue light glasses. So she has been wearing the blue light glasses for a minute, because she's not only one screen, three screens.
Yeah.
She goes, hey, can you rig my laptop to be on two screens? And I'm like, I had to buy this piece on Amazon and connect it. And so, yeah, she has. Because what she does is she needs her spreadsheet on one of them, and then she needs something on the internet on the other, so she can be multitasking.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. But now it's like, she, like I said, she knew about the glasses, so she went and got glasses right away.
Yeah.
So it's not affecting her vision. But besides glasses, I was expecting to see this little hoopty pull up. That was not a hoopty. On the last episode she was on, she talked about a little car she's had for like 20 years.
I know, that car was almost as old as I am. Well, it's 2 years younger. I know, honestly, I went through the program through my work, you know, the whole replace your ride program.
Which I got my buddy Evan hit me up on that. Hey, can I get your cousin's information?
Oh, really? Yeah. We're currently closed right now, though, just because funding ran out so quick. We received new funding in July of last year, and then by October we were done.
It was gone?
It was all gone. We get so many, but I mean, it's sad because there's so many people that just take advantage of the program.
Of course.
You know, kids that like live at home, like with their parents. So technically they don't pay anything, or technically like they don't work, or they work for their parents' businesses. And they're over here like purchasing cars for their parents, or because their parents need a new car. So they're putting it under their name, showing that they have like $1,000 in income, and then they're receiving like the maximum, the $9,500. And then the parents are coming in and paying the car off in cash. Or they're using, or vice versa, like the kids are using their like grandparents' information so that they can get a new car.
So whose information did you use?
My own.
Oh.
I don't make that much money. So I was still able to, you know, I just took it as like, well, you know what? I'm going to like take whatever I can get and then just put that towards like a down payment for the car I got now.
Yeah. So that's a nice car. What year is this?
2017.
So you went from a what? 2000, no. I mean a 90, what, 95, 96?
95. I went from a 95 Honda Civic to a 2017 Honda Civic Touring Edition.
Oh, muy chingona. I was like, I had the garage door open, and I had the front gate open, and I'm like, I don't hear her. She's not here yet. She's on her way. Then I hear when they run over the gate, the bottom part of the gate.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, oh, there's someone pulling up in the driveway. I'm like, look, like, who the hell is this? It's like, what? That's good. No, that's cool.
I just got it in like the end of January.
That's cool. No, that's good. I've been talking about getting a new one for mine too, because mine's pushing 300 miles, and it's like
I got mine. Mine's at 36.
Yeah. Well, when I got this one, I rubbed the back, you know, the back tire, the spare tire. I rubbed that area, and I told him, I feel bad for you. And the guy that was going to sell me the car, he was at the dealership in Honda in Oxnard. He's like, "What do you mean?" He goes, "I'm going to put some miles on this bad boy." What do you do for a living? I told him. He's like,
yeah,
maybe this car's not for you. Like, he felt bad selling me a car after. I'm like, no, I need it. I need this one. I knew you had it here. I just needed a nice size car with also four cylinder, because I was going to drive it a lot. But
yeah,
I think out here doing my job out here, I'm barely pushing like 600 miles on the car compared to 2,000 to 3,000 when I was out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but still, it's still getting old. My son's like, when I damaged the oil pan a couple weeks ago, my kid's like, "Dad, you ruined my car." I'm like, "Dude, I can get you a so much better car. I can get
you gotta keep them humble. You gotta get them with the manual windows. You gotta get them with the, I don't know what else, manual windows. You gotta get them the 2000s, 2000 Honda."
Yeah. He'll get. I mean, he's doing good in school. I'll eventually get him a car, but. Right now,
I had friends like graduating, you know, high school, and like parents buying them like brand new cars. I'm like, this kid barely knows how to drive. Like, we're barely getting our licenses, and you want to buy him a brand new car?
Yeah, like, I don't know. The insurance alone is going to be a pain in the butt. But anyways, other than that, how you been since the last time you came on the podcast?
Good. I mean, same shit, different day.
How are things with the boyfriend?
Good, too. Everything's same old. Yeah.
That's cool. I see your, well, not anymore because you cleared out your Instagram.
Yeah. I'm like, you know what? Let me just take, because I just feel like, especially being at home, like I'm just on social media so much more. Yeah. Like I'm staring at screens so much more that I'm kind of like, you know what? Like instead of me picking up my phone to distract myself, like on getting on, you know, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, I'm like, you know what? Let me kind of just like dip out for a little bit.
So are you still on TikTok?
Yeah.
Can you follow me on TikTok? I need followers.
Just remind me and then I'll follow you. Yeah.
I've been using that for to promote the podcast. So the same clipping you see on Instagram and Facebook goes on TikTok. I went from 37 YouTube subscribers to like 120. Hmm. So it's working. It's working.
Did you create like a group or anything on Facebook?
You know what? I did, but I hate logging into multiple. Like I had two Instagrams. One for the podcast and one for me. I'm like, log in. You're getting notifications from this Instagram. Or this person's following you on this. Fuck it. Delete. I don't need all that. I did the same thing with the group on Facebook. And then for some reason, I couldn't put the profile picture. It wasn't coming out right. It was crooked. Mm. And like, wait a minute. Apparently, I did a group. I was supposed to create a page.
Oh.
Well, you know what I mean? It's like there's two different things. A group and a page. And like. Yeah. I'm going to stick to my original shit, my original Instagram. I don't really, and then people request me and I can't add them because I don't know if they're listening to the podcast or I don't know if they're just randos. And if they're randos, I have my family on Instagram. So yeah. I don't want weirdos to start hitting me up and then kidnap one of my kids. And then they're going to want money that I don't fucking have. Dude, I'll get you a $5.95 coffee at Starbucks. That's all I got. But no, I don't do it for that. I just don't like to add random people. Like, yeah. I started following the Can't Quit My Day Job podcast. And after he appeared on my podcast, I started getting people adding me.
Yeah.
So I'm sending him screenshots. Hey, do you know this guy?
Oh.
No. Okay. I'm not adding him. Hey, you know this guy? Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll add him. Hey, you know this guy?
Yeah.
So I don't like to add random people on there. And like the other day, I was going to hit you up. And then I saw that your name's there, but your profile's gone. Yeah. I click on it. Yeah, you wiped it clean.
It's still an active page.
All right, Miley Cyrus, relax.
It's still an active page. I took everything down. Let me just let people kind of like think it's like deactivated. Yeah. But I'm like, I just archived everything.
I know, because I've been wanting to have you on here for a minute, and I sent you a message on Instagram, and like 2 weeks later, oh hey, I haven't been on in a while. I'm like, oh shit. Yeah. Okay,
but you have my number.
No, you gave me the number because of that. You gave me your phone number because of that day.
Yeah.
And then I sent you guys that group text, and again 2 weeks later, hey, we were out of town, no signal. I'm like,
I was out in Kerrville with my parents.
I get so annoyed with my wife. Phone dies. But you not understand how important it is to have your phone. Why am I paying for that thing if you're not using it?
Yeah.
And she goes, well, it's because I don't plug it on.
Oh my God.
Charge it during the day. Because what I started doing, I'm starting to get paranoid on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And I now charge my phone during the day. I get home, and if the kids and I are watching the Avengers movies, then I'll charge my phone up, fully percent, charge 100%. Then I drop the battery to like Optimus, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
So it doesn't drain any battery at night.
Uh-huh.
And then I put it on mute, turn off everything, and it's fully charged in the morning, like 93%. Okay, cool. That's cool. I'm like, why can't you do the same? You know how important it is to have a phone? Like, I'm paying for that thing for it to be charged.
And that's what I tell my mom. Oh, my God. My mom can be on Facebook all day. And then the moment, like, I'm out at the store, the moment, like, I'm out somewhere and, like, I need my mom's opinion, or my mom asked me to pick something up, and I'm like, well, what brand is it, or which one is it? I'm over here trying to call her, and she's like not answering. I'm like, Mom, you're on Facebook all day, and the moment that I need you, you don't even have your phone near you.
I do the same thing. Like when the wife's like, hey, can you go? So when her water pump went out,
mm-hmm.
and it took me like 2 weeks to fix it, but in that time, they would send me to I'm in the grocery stores. I can't say I can't pick up something.
Yeah,
I'm already there.
Yeah,
and JoJo's like, what's this? Mom, he brought the wrong brand. Mom, he brought the wrong thing because he has IBS, so he has to watch what he eats. And she's like, dude, can you just get your car fixed already? And like, dude, homie, relax. So when my car broke down 2 weeks ago, I was driving her car again.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. She's working from home. She has nothing to do in that car. The moment I take the car,
I
need it. Yeah. I need the car. Oh, shit. So we went to get our second vaccine, and then – After that, she said, we need to go to Walmart. No, can you just drop me off at the house? She goes, we're already in the city where Walmart's at. It's on our way home. Fuck. And then she thought she forgot her wallet at the eye doctor because she went to go get contacts. She's tired of wearing glasses.
Yeah.
She went to go get contacts. And she's flipping out that she lost her wallet at the at the doctor's office. So she's calling him while we're walking into the line to the vaccine. And then as she's describing it, I look at her, check my butt, my wife's butt. It's in her back pocket. It's like, does that mean we have to go to Walmart? Because I already said, all right, go get your wallet and then drop me off at the house and then you go to Walmart.
Yeah.
So when I saw it, I'm like,
you should have just hit it.
She was already panicking.
Yeah,
she was like,
it would have been messed up. She would have been all tripping out.
She was like, getting worried. I'm like, babe, it's back pocket. And then she continued the conversation. Okay, then, okay. She didn't want to say, I have it in my pocket, you know? So I was like, don't lie to them. You found it.
Well, if you guys find it,
exactly.
Like, please give me a call.
Exactly. So what did you guys do for Mother's Day?
Nothing really. Kind of just hung out at the house with my mom, spent as much time with my mom. Especially because now that it's just me at home, I mean, I try to take the time out of my day. It's hard. It's still hard to like balance like the relationship life with my home life, with my work life. So I try to like weekends come. I mean, it's kind of the only time I see my boyfriend.
Yeah.
So, but then it's also the only time I see my parents. Well, in reality, because I'm kind of like cooped up in the office at home.
Yeah.
So just try to spend as much time with my mom.
I mean, at least you still have that relationship with your mom. I mean, like
I said, I try to like, you know, do what I can, especially during the week. Like if I have to run an errand or if I have to go somewhere, it's always like, mom, you want to come with me? Like at least an hour, 2 hours, like just talk, hang out. And
I was home alone for the weekend. I was like, the kids went with their mom on Friday. And then Saturday I was painting the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Officer Ricky was supposed to come help me. Homeboy calls me or texts me literally as I'm painting the last piece of the wall. Hey, you still need me to roll by? Yeah. Get your ass over here. He shows up and I'm like, what do I got to do? It looks like you're done. No, homie. I left you the molding all by yourself. Go ahead. Enjoy. I went and sat down. Enjoy. And he still bought me freaking a burger from Chick-fil-A. Go ahead. That's it. That's all yours. So I had him here for a little while and then the fight, Canelo fight.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I watched that. I don't pay for shit. I'll find a link somewhere. I call my father-in-law. Hey, it's on.
Should've told us that. Well, I ended up, my dad wanted to get the Zone.
Yeah.
The program thing to watch the fights. So I ended up buying it for them. Well, my dad paid me, but I ended up getting it for them.
Yeah.
So at least, I mean, you get the membership.
Well, I'm still waiting for your dad to invite me for a barbecue. It's,
I don't know. I know. You know what? We should've hit you up for the fight. We were literally just at home, like...
Oh, you don't have Instagram. You don't know what I was doing.
Oh, okay. Never mind, then. Well, you just said everything that you did, but still, if he would have called you, like, the day before, and been like, hey, no. We barbecued at the house. Well, my uncle came over.
I'm not a boxing fan, but I had it on because my suegro asked, and I was like, well, I got to go do something at a different podcast, but when I'm back, I'll let you know, and they had just left, and I called him, and they came back. It was... He came in the sixth round, so he didn't stay long. I think it ended two rounds later, right?
Eighth,
so.
Well, they called it. They just ended it. Yeah, the end of the
eighth. So he was, all right, cool, and boom, deuces. Like, my mother-in-law didn't even get out of the car. She sat in the car the entire time.
She's like, it was only like, 3 minutes, if that, and then it was over.
Then I picked up the wife on Sunday, 11 o'clock at her sister's house, and then went to go pick up the kids and then spend it with her family. I mean, I'm not going to drive all the way to Oxnard to not know what the plan is. But it's you know, like I said, ease what it is, right?
True.
But I guess we can stop the bullshit and talk about why I brought you on. So everybody knows already Layla's about to turn 18.
Mm-hmm.
She is surprisingly graduating high school.
Mm-hmm.
I still think the school gave it to her because how can you fail a whole year and a half and still graduate? So if the county's doing it for numbers, that's kind of messed up because you're delivering the wrong message to the kids.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it. You're delivering the wrong message. You're going to have her graduate through the line. I'm not blaming this on Layla at all. I'm blaming the school 100%.
Yeah.
How can you fail a year and a half and then make enough credits in like 6 months to graduate?
Mm-hmm.
I to me, that's a little fishy.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm thinking the county or the school is, you know, because funding, everything's based on fundings, right? Yeah. So if you don't, you know, if you're low on kids graduating, then you're not going to get a certain funding. That's why my wife didn't pursue the teaching stuff, because she's like, there's a lot of politics.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't stick to the school. She wanted to do like a daycare or stuff like that.
Yeah.
But now she's doing whatever she does now. But yeah, because she said that the politics were horrible.
Yeah.
So I'm not blaming this on Layla. I'm more upset with the school.
Yeah.
I feel that they're graduating her. But to me, it's like they are delivering the wrong message.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're telling kids that it's okay to fuck up, but you'll still get rewarded.
Yeah, regardless.
You know, like, I mean,
it's kind of like, well, not even putting like the effort in, or not even already knowing you're going to graduate. So it's like, well, why do I even have to put,
exactly.
What's going to motivate me, or what's going to push me? Like, if they would have told her, like, you know what, you're not going to graduate unless you bring your grades up. That's one thing. But if they're just going to be like,
but my thing,
to give it to you anyway.
My thing is that, if that's the case, let's say they did tell her.
Yeah.
Let's say they told her, hey, a few months ago, hey, you're not going to graduate unless you... But how do you make up a year and a half mm-hmm. of fails in 6 months?
And you know what? Maybe it's just the school district out there. Because down here...
Don't you need, like, so many credits?
Like, you would have, like... I know people who didn't graduate, like, with my class, but they had to go to the adult school.
Yeah.
Like, right after graduation... They had to do, I don't know how long it was, but a couple months maybe.
Yeah.
Of going to like the adult school right behind La Puente. And then to make up like all their credits.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know how many credits they got, obviously, out of it. But I mean, they did the course and then they graduated.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, with us, I mean, we weren't perfect. But she was in school every day. And then obviously she goes and lives with her mom, and her mom's at work. She can't control what Layla does.
Yeah.
I mean, she just needed to put her foot down more, but Layla didn't go to school a lot, and she had a lot of F's. And so to me, it's like, how? Again, I'm going to probably repeat myself and question it. Why?
Yeah.
Why? Because I've asked for grades. Let me see your grades. I haven't got them. They haven't shown me the grades. And I was like, you know, the fact that she's graduating, that should say it all. I'm like, I would still like to see her grades.
Yeah.
You know? So... is what it is. But you know, like I feel that when I have those conversations with her or with her mom,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like you know, different people were raised differently. So I'm talking, like, if I'm having a conversation with the mother of my kids about Layla, and Layla gets whiffed of that, Layla takes it as we're talking shit.
Yeah.
So I'm very cautious of how I talk to her. I'm very cautious, like when she came over my birthday weekend on a drive home, I'm like, kid, it's very hard for me to talk to you about certain things without you getting offended, getting pissed off. Mm-hmm. Actually, my wife was already waiting for us to get home and both of us be pissed off, because that's the same pattern every freaking time.
Mm-hmm.
This time, I'm like, kid, it's very hard for me to talk to you.
Yeah.
So we talked, I'm like, we just need to have a better relationship. So I wanted you on so that you can help me understand what goes through the mind of a 17, 18-year-old. And what can I do? Like, you're pretty much going to give me advice today on what I have to do to kind of still... I don't want her to be at 18. Because right now, like, she gets mad when I check her grades, or when I, you know, I get a doctor's note, or I get an email from the doctor and mind my business. And, you know, like, I got the email. I didn't go asking for it. And so, what can I... What, like I said, help me understand what goes through a 17, 18-year-old's mind to make me understand what I got to do or not do, or what things not to say.
Yeah.
So that, you know, I don't want her to, I love my daughter.
Yeah, of course.
Sometimes the shit she puts me through, I don't miss her, but I love my daughter. She's, dude, I mean, fucking, she's gonna be 18 already. I've known her for fucking 18 years already. So I cannot not love her. And, so, I mean, how was your relationship with your dad at 17, 18?
Well, it's 17, 18.
Obviously, it's still good because you're still living at his house.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially at 18 would have been like, all right, it's time for you to figure out your shit. Yeah.
I mean, Kat was in her 30s and she's older than mom's dad's.
Serious. Honestly, I mean, I feel like I've always had a pretty good relationship with my parents regardless, especially with my dad. Maybe not as open as we are now. I do feel like, I mean, throughout high school, I pulled a lot of shit that... I hope my mom and my dad don't listen to this, but that I got away with.
I'll block them somehow. I'll find a way.
Well, I mean, it's not like they ever asked.
Okay, good. Know, yeah. Oh, so they don't listen to my podcast?
I know they have, like, in the beginning. Like, they would listen to it, like, okay. with us. Or I would be playing it, like, in our little side room yeah. where my old office used to be. So, like, my dad would go in there and, like, listen to it with me. But I think since then, like, I just played on my headphones.
I'm glad I deleted every single shout-out I've given them. Every single one. Every episode. Tia, Tio, you know, shout-out. You know what? They don't even listen. Delete. Not play. I'm play. Shout-out, though, Tia and Tio.
So, I mean, it's like, I mean, I've always personally had a good relationship with them. Especially, you know, graduating high school. I mean, I graduated with a 5.0 graduating high school, so. I took AP courses, got into Cal Poly. Like, I think my parents just had a big influence on me in pushing me through school and pushing me to get into college. But see, like, I already had that, like, self-motivation where I already knew I wanted to go to college. I don't know if Layla has that same mentality of, like, unless she... I think I remember her talking about it in one of the podcasts.
That what she wanted to do. I think that that mindset has changed. But I go back to what you're saying about pushing you. Your mm-hmm. parents pushed you, right? Mm-hmm. So I think I did a little too much pushing. Mm-hmm. But I don't see it as a bad way. I just felt like I pushed her and pushed her and pushed her where she just got pissed off and like got away. Because... When I'm looking at these emails and I'm looking at she didn't do this, she didn't do that, she didn't do this, she didn't do that. I'm like, kid, I don't want you to have the same future that I have. I don't. Yeah. I love working and I love what I do. Mm-hmm. But you think I wanted to freaking work an entire load up for Cinco de Mayo and hurt my back because I have to move these cases around? You know, it's like I don't want to have to do that, but I have to do it. Mm-hmm. I want what's best for you guys. And she just got pissed off because she felt like that I was like, you know, that's when she told me one day to mind my business. I'm like,
well,
but you are my business.
Honestly, I think it's just because she's at a stage right now where, like, the more you want to push her, the more she's going to push back because she doesn't want to be told what to do.
Yeah.
But because I kind of feel like I was that same way. Like, once I graduated college, I think it was more of like the eye opener to like, wow, like my parents did this more so to support me.
Yeah.
And not so much, because I mean, I would get pissed off too. Like, you know, my grade would kind of slip or something. And then, of course, I'm showing my dad my grades. And he's like, oh, you know, why did this grade drop? And I'm like, oh, dad, you know, like the teacher, or like, it's the teacher's fault, or I'm turning in my work. Yeah. And like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what's going on. And, you know, him getting upset, but it's more so like, I took it more to heart being like, well, I'm a failure then. Like, oh, yeah. you're pushing me, but like you're pushing me to the point where I don't want to do this anymore, so I'm not going to do it anymore.
Yeah, and I think I got to that point. I got to that point because for a while she didn't even talk to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, hello, hey, you know, kid. And I got to the point my wife said, reach out to her. No, fuck that. She doesn't text me, I won't text her. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
And then I try to be like this tough guy and be like, nah, ni madres. No, okay, she doesn't want to call me, fuck it.
Yeah.
And then here I am, hey, kid, how you doing? You know, like I said, I love my daughter. That's what I told her. And that's what the mother of my kids said. And that's what my wife said. You guys just bump too much heads. And it's like, we bump heads because I just want her to do better. I want her to be a better human being. I don't want her to have that bitchy mentality. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, like her shit doesn't stink because her shit stinks. I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want her to have that mentality. I mean, I picked her up. We went to the zoo for my birthday that Saturday, and you know, I had to check her a couple of times. I had to check her a couple of times because I bought everybody ICs, right?
Yeah.
And fucking expensive ass ICs, dude. $36 for the few the 99 cent stores at 99 cent at freaking 7-Eleven, right?
Damn.
$36, but whatever. I get it. It's always like that. You're always gonna pay an arm and a leg when you go to. I'm like, whatever. That's fine. We saw other people eating theirs, right? So we were doing the same thing as we're walking the zoo and eating our thing. And then we get to a certain part of the park where there's a map. Okay, we're going to go this way. This lady that works for the park. She was like, hey, can you guys wear your mask? Or can you guys sit over there and eat your ices there?
Yeah.
All right, guys, chug them. I'm not going to throw these away. Chug them. $36, chug them. So we're freaking drinking them, whatever. We chug them, whatever. An hour later goes by. We see these two kids. I don't know if it's a race thing or whatever, but there were two little white girls. Uh-huh. Layla starts like bad mouthing it, like that lady made us put our mask on. Like, oh, she said it loud enough where those two girls can hear it.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, let it go. Drop it.
Yeah.
And I can see it, like, and I'm going to start coughing everywhere. I'm like, are you fucking serious? And my wife's like, that's it. My wife stood back. She's like, she just pretty much gave us that stereotype, whatever you call it, that Mexicans are bad. Yeah. So she pretty much proved them right.
Yeah.
I'm like, just keep your distance. Just keep your distance. And that's the mentality I didn't want her having. Mm-hmm. I always fought for her not to have that mentality. You know? You know, it's like, there's certain things that happen to me if I had a altercation with somebody. Let's say I have an altercation with you, right?
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I told her, hey, your podcast experience suck. You're never welcome here again.
Yeah.
And then you throw some stabs at me, whatever. That's between us.
Yeah.
Now she has beef with that person.
Mm.
Well, because he did that. I'm like, doesn't matter. That has nothing to do with you. That individual never insulted you. That individual had nothing to do with you. It had nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Well, it's because if they did it to you, they're going to do it to me. You can't have that mentality about people. If I have an issue with my brother, that's an issue between me and my brother. The bond between me and my brother is brothers.
Yeah.
A bond between an uncle and a niece, it's a totally different bond. It's a totally different scenario. That uncle is not going to disrespect his niece. Has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
But that's her mentality, because I feel like she's been hurt so many times that she just, that's it. That you can't go into adulthood thinking like this. It's not going to end well. And I, like I said, obviously I have a fucking podcast to talk about the shit that I've been through to teach others. Get away from this. Get away from that. You know, this is what the stupid mistake I made.
Yeah.
This is what I've done. And I want her to learn from that. And
I think it's just going to be hard because, especially her not being here with you all the time. I mean, she might get understand to an extent of like where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But I think it's also the influence she has where she's at. That maybe there's like a disconnect with trying to figure out. I mean, I'm sure she's at that point too where she thinks she knows who she is, but in reality she doesn't.
She's not ready. I mean, I don't feel that she's ready to become an adult. 18 is around the corner, and I don't see it. I don't see her ready for it. And
as a
parent, it is our job to guide this individual, these children, into adulthood. Nick, who's what, going to be 14, he's already thinking about being a chemist.
Mm-hmm.
He's already taking. I walked into his room a few weeks ago, like a month ago, whatever. And he, I'm like, mijo, it's like 3:30. You're still in school? He goes, oh, it's just tutoring. For what school? Like, my first thing, like, why do you need tutoring?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm just doing it for fun. And I was like, nerd. And I walk out. He knows I'm joking.
Yeah, of course.
My wife's like, really, Andy? He knows I'm joking, babe. Okay, all right. And you know, Julian and Jojo are the same person. He's in Gate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. It's like nerds, but they know I'm joking, and I encourage that. He wants to continue doing tutoring. He's gonna take a summer class. He doesn't even need it. He goes, I just want to get ahead of the game. Like, cool. Okay. Like. All right. Again, I give 100% props to my wife because, like I posted on Instagram on Mother's Day, without her, we'd be lost.
Yeah.
Even me.
Yeah.
You know, and a friend of mine that I hit up, you know, that weekend also, hey, are you ready to come in a podcast? I was like, you're up now. You know, like I told you, you're up.
Yeah.
You're next. You're up. You're up. And like she told me, is like, dude, tell your wife, happy Mother's Day. You know, she's doing a good job with, you know, like with you guys, not the kids. I'm included in that. And, you know, she did. So I give her, like I said, for these kids to read as much as they do, it's all, you know, it's all her.
Yeah.
For them having an education that they have, she's the one that chose the schools. She said, we're going to move out there, but they ain't going to a certain school down the street. They ain't going to the other one down the street. I'm like, okay, you know the area, babe. That's fine. You want to drive them? You drive them. And
well, see, I feel like something like stuff like that like proves a point. Like you see the way like in the household, how it is in the household, that motivates and like put, and especially with them being here together, brothers together. I mean, I'm sure there's like that little competition between each of them where it's kind of like.
I think Nick felt offended because Julian ended up being engaged and not him.
Oh. So. You see, but that's good though, because I feel like that's like that positive motivational support that like both of them need for each other. You know, he sees his brother doing, you know, gate. And of course, he's kind of like, well, I wanted to be in gate or if I didn't get into it.
Yeah.
But now he's over here doing like his own little side thing of like doing tutoring.
Maybe that motivated him. Maybe that motivated him to continue to be ready.
We're kind of like one up on each other all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but that's like the positive motivation that they need. Like I had that with my sister.
Yeah.
Like we went to Cal Poly at the exact same time. So it was kind of like, at least I had that support from her knowing that she was at the same school as me.
Yeah.
As opposed to me, I mean, I would have got through it myself regardless, but at least with like having her additional support is kind of what helped to guide me through.
She's not here supporting you now.
I know. Now she's doing her own thing, but she's at least here. At the time,
look like, at
I
that. Was able to. She would have been on the other sofa.
The same thing with them, though. At least, like, yeah, that's, you know, cool. When they go to college.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they want to go to the same college or different colleges or if they've even thought about it, but.
Julian is up and up on what he wants. He changes his mind all the time. He wanted to be a cop. Because again, I say it all the time. It's like I might not get along with certain members of the family, or I might think that their ways are wrong and obviously my ways are wrong or whatever, but they are still good role models. They are still good role models. I might not get along with so and so, but he has a profession that my kid likes.
Yeah.
You know, or it's just everything they have in this family, they have everything but a lawyer.
Okay.
There's doctors, there's teachers, there are chemists, there's pretty much scientists, there's you know, police officers, they have everything here. So it's like, you know, one day Nick, or my concuño Uribe, he was switching from one company to another. He was, I hate driving, I'm gonna have to drive all the way to LA, but they're giving me like a, you know, they're gonna give me a $10 more
raise.
Yeah. And so when his company that he's at now said we'll match that and throw in another $10.
Oh.
You know, so.
So you don't leave.
Exactly. So that's why I told, that's what the kids notice is like, I told Nick, it was like, look, mijo, because of his degree, because of his, what he knows, people, he knows his worth. He knows what he should be getting paid. He just wanted a $10 boost. He ended up getting 20 just so he can stay.
Yeah.
So that's what kind of like, kind of gave him the idea of a scientist, kind of like chemist also. I'm like, shit, I'll get my boat in 2 years, you know? And I'm like, good for him if that's what he wants to do. Julian, he's still too little. He's only 12.
Yeah.
And he's still thinking about being a police officer because he thinks it's cool. Thanks a lot, Officer Ricky. And he had a big head over his shoulders that one time he came to help me paint. Because he was like, yeah, JoJo said I was a cool one. I'm like, shut the hell up, dude. Shut the hell up. Because my kids are like, Dad, you've had cool guests on your podcast. I'm like, well, name one. And the first thing they said was Ricky. I'm like, fucking guy. He's all happy now. But, you know, so, and then he's thinking about being a pilot as well. But the only thing is that they told us he might have a slight colorblind.
Oh.
Which I don't, sometimes he says it's blue, but it's really black. Or, you know, sometimes I'm like, dude, are you just fucking with us? Please tell me you're not fucking with us, man. And he... he wants to be either a pilot or a police officer. Being colorblind does not help in those two professions. The two professions he talks about.
Well, if he ever wants to talk to like a pilot, I have my coworker's husband. He was actually a pilot for the Army.
Well, my wife's cousin, who's a flight attendant, just married a pilot.
Uh-oh.
Like I said, we have everything in the family.
Well, I think my coworker's husband though is trying to get into, I think it was like search and rescue.
Okay.
Right now he's in the process of like adding on more hours, so you could potentially, I guess, go into search and rescue now.
Yeah.
So
back, I mean, like back to my daughter though. But like I said, when she was with us, her grades were A's and B's. At one point, they started kind of dropping.
Well, how were her grades like when she was here?
And she was in like school. A's and B's, like A's and B's. I think the last screenshot I have, maybe like a couple C's.
Yeah.
And but she had to have good grades because she was in track.
Oh yeah, you're right.
So she had to have the grades to continue to stay in track until one day I noticed that her grade dropped to like a 1.9. And I told that I know her coach got mad at me because I went up to him and I told him, hey, I'm pulling Layla from the team. Mm-hmm. Because technically, you're supposed to kick her from the team.
Yeah.
I don't care how good she is for the team. Because Layla won one race. She's the only one that came back with a medal.
Yeah.
And I don't care how much you need her on the team. I'm not raising a 2.0.
Yeah.
And he was like, kind of like...
offended?
Yeah. Because I'm like... And I pulled her out. And I think the moment I pulled her out, she just didn't give a shit anymore. Like, I'm doing this for you.
I'm sure like at the time, she probably just wasn't able to comprehend that you were doing it for the betterment of her,
yeah,
as opposed to you doing it to punish her. Well, I mean, I guess there's a little truth in it both ways.
Yeah, it's like, because I mean, if your coach is not pushing you to have a 2.0,
yeah,
then he himself is not doing the job.
Yeah,
as a coach, why? Because she runs faster because you need her on your team.
Yeah,
I need her to graduate. You need her to win a championship.
Yeah.
She's not going to graduate because she got you a championship. And that's the way I saw it.
It's like, well, is she going to be this big track star?
Yeah.
Where, like, you know, in college, she's going to continue running, or she's going to go to the Olympics, or that's like where her heart and soul is at, going to the Olympics. And
but that wasn't even her heart.
And so it's like, is she just doing it as a extracurricular type of thing, just like to get her through high school? Yeah. You know? That's the same thing, Kat, she ran all 4 years of high school. She did track and cross country and soccer. And then it's like, went to college and she didn't continue it. She didn't continue running. She didn't continue soccer. She didn't, she just went to college and finished up her degree and that was it.
Yeah.
Now she's a teacher.
Yeah, no, I know. Like I said, we have everything in the family.
Yeah, so it's like, I mean, I did band all 4 years of high school too.
Oh, I think Nick is,
but then it's like,
Nick is slacking from that. I don't think he wants to do it anymore. That's what he got caught. That's what made him drop the C, because he was like,
oh, yeah, yeah,
pretending it was like it was his music, and the teacher caught that shit quick. Fuck, Nick, come on, Nick, come
but
on.
See, I loved it in high school, but then it's like graduating high school. It was kind of like, well, do I really want to continue this?
Yeah, my wife didn't think my joke was funny because I've been like, fuck, he cheats at this now. He's gonna get a taste of that.
Ooh, he has to be careful.
He's gonna get a taste of that, and then he's gonna become president. And she's like, shut the hell up, dude. I'm like, what? Okay. Bad joke. Sorry. My bad. Whatever. Yeah, she wasn't very happy about that. Andy, I'm like, I'm making a joke. I mean, aren't presidents liars and shit? But yeah, no, that scared me. That little taste, if he likes it,
yeah,
that's it. So I took his phone. So
well, I mean, just because if he even tries to get that taste of that in college,
yeah,
that's for sure not gonna fly.
Yeah,
because I remember one time in college too, something similar happened to me, but I didn't cheat. It was because I was taking a math class.
This is a Flat Tire Andy podcast. You can lie. Come on.
I swear, I really didn't. I got really close to, I think it was like two or three of us. No, it was three of us. Three of us, including me, so four. And I remember we took a math class together and we didn't understand like the assignment, I guess, or like the lesson of the day
that
we had. So I remember between classes, we went to the library, did our homework together. And of course, doing your homework together, your work looks similar or really similar. Answers are the same.
Yep.
Turned in our homework. And then I remember the next day, the teacher ended up having us stay after class. And we were all like, well, what happened? Like, what did we do? Did we do something? And then all of a sudden she comes to us and she's like, okay, like I'm giving you guys all zeros except for this one person. And we were like, wait, like what's going on? She's like, oh, I know you guys cheated off of his homework. And we were just like, what do you mean we cheated off of his homework? Oh, you guys have to go to like the judiciary, whatever, like to go talk to them and tell them that you guys didn't cheat. Just like, wait, what? Like, what the hell's going on? We were trying to explain it to her. Like, look, like, we all did our homework together. Like, you can go check the cameras in the library and you'll see us in the library. And she was like, no, like, you guys all have to, like, write the report to our council office.
Damn.
Because she's like, oh, you know, cheating like this could get you, like, kicked out of the school. And we were just like, for cheating off of an assignment that we didn't even cheat on?
That's not even a test.
I was like, okay, well, just give us the zero then and that's it.
Oh, well.
And it was a trip because we were like, well, why does he still get
full
credit for the assignment and we all get, the rest of us get zeros? Oh, well, because like he has the best grade in the class. So I know that you guys
had to have
cheated off of him.
Did you guys beat his ass after?
And I was just like, he even felt bad too. He was like, you know what? Like, I'll write the letter with you guys. Like, I'll go with you guys to go turn in the letters to the office and stuff like that. And like, I'll go with them to talk to them too. So that's what we had to do. We had to go to our council office to be like, hey, we need to talk to the dean because this teacher's over here like threatening to kick us out. When, you know, like, We're like, we literally did not cheat. You guys could go check the cameras in the library. Like, all of us were sitting in the, we were in our own little, the study room. I'm like, there's cameras in the study room.
Yeah.
Like, we're all in there doing our homework together.
It's funny because when I was in college, I went to college for like 2 years, but didn't think of anything. It was like, then I got with my baby's mom and I fucking left school. But it's funny because when I went to, for me missing so much school in junior high and then in high school, I go and I take, what, math 9, right? Yeah. In college, math 9. We'll be, dude, my grades were always like straight A's, straight A's, straight A's. Where I ended up, these two girls, Liz and I can't think of the other one, Fabiola, I think, or whatever. They're friends already. I knew Liz already, but because I had English with her.
Yeah.
So they're like, dude, like, how do you get straight A's all the time? Like, ladies, it's simple math. Like, it's simple math. 1 + 1 = 2.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously not, but, you know, it's like, It to me, it was easy, simple math. I'm like, how are you guys not? So, okay, so, all right, you guys, I don't drink coffee, but you guys buy McDonald's and I'll show you guys what I'm doing,
yeah.
You know? So, we would do the same thing, go to the library and whatever, but it was math 9. I still, it's math 9. History, I can't. History dates don't stick. I couldn't. The first day of my history class, the teacher got a stroke and died.
Oh.
I'm like, we all get straight A's? What's going on? Is that how? Oh, it's only in movies. Oh, shit. Yeah. And, yeah, I couldn't. I think that's what, cause I had a cool English teacher and he kind of, you know, sat with you. And if you couldn't afford the book, he would send you to a library. Hey, they have it at this library and go get it. I had it from Oxnard to Camarillo one day to get a book because that's where they had it.
Yeah.
And he was that cool. So I was, did okay in there. Math, like I said, math was easy. And then, okay, dude, you're done with English and you're done with math. You got to pick other subjects. I'm like, okay, I'll take PE. And and then history, I'm like, when I failed history, I was like, like, I had a 3.5 GPA in college. I was fucking proud of myself. And then history fucking dipped. I was like, fuck. And that's, I think that's when I was like, I wasn't even motivated anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, man. It just doesn't stick. But I'm these kids, everything sticks to them. Like, I just read a book recently and I'm struggling. What just happened? Like, they had to remind me of what's going on. I'm like, oh, that's right. Oh, that's right.
Do you think, if Layla does decide to go to college, well, first off, who's going to pay for college?
Well, I doubt she's going to go on tuition.
Mm.
So, that's a, I guess that's
is
a...
Is she, like, well, I don't know.
I don't even know. I don't even know. I don't even know if she wants... I get so many emails that says, this, check out this school, check out this school, check out this school. And I mean...
Isn't she supposed to be kind of, like, in that stage already where she's supposed to be, like, applying because there are deadlines?
I don't even know. Like I said, there's... I've been asking her for her grades for the past month, and I haven't seen them, so...
I know it's going to be hard because GPA-wise, too.
Yeah.
Unless, I mean, unless community, it's just community.
Community college, yeah.
Community college to start.
I don't know. I have no idea what she has planned. I have no idea, no future. I don't know. I really don't know.
I think it's also important, though, especially that she's, I mean, she's in that age now where maybe if you sit down with her and talk to her, be like, look, like, you don't have to go to college. Like, you don't have to go to, like, a four-year university. But, like, look into trade schools.
Yeah.
Do you want to just go jump into, because I know, like,
if it was up to me, I sent her to military school. If it was up to me.
Like, talking to Kat, you know, Kat's trying to instill that, like, especially in her, like, kinder kids, like, kinder through fifth grade. Like, I'm doing a career day, like, for her at her school. And she's just like, oh, you know, I just want, because there's a lot of people that didn't even, like, graduate college or just graduated high school and went straight into their careers or went to a trade school. And she's like, I want to be able to, like, instill in these kids that, like, you don't have to go to college to be successful. Like, you don't have, you can jump into a trade school. Oh, you want to become a cosmetologist? Okay, you go straight into cosmetology school. Like, not to say, like, education isn't important, but I think you just have to, she has to want the education for herself. She has to want to, like, better herself
in that sense. So, like I said, like, you know, it's hard for me to talk to her because we bump heads. And that's why, like, hey, help me here. What am I doing wrong or what's up? But it seems like, you know, you and your dad got along great. I mean, you felt the same way she did, that he's pushing you. But you understood, and now as an adult, you understood that.
More so, I think now as an adult, is now that I understand all of the pressure.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
the pressure wasn't for nothing.
Yeah. So, the pressure, I think it's like in that age range, I was more upset that I was getting pushed because I felt like it was negatively put upon me.
Yeah.
As opposed to now looking back at it and being like, okay, like, you know, all of this was to essentially get me to where I am now.
Yeah.
Like, this is why I feel like I'm so successful or where I am now. Just because if I didn't have that, I don't think I would have even graduated college. Because there came a point, too, like, in college where my grades just dropped. Like, I was on academic probation every quarter. I even got a letter stating that I had to write a letter to the dean again. Well, this is besides the whole cheating thing, but this was my
second letter. So you do admit you were cheating.
This is my second letter to the dean, literally explaining why I deserve to be at Cal Poly. Why I deserve to stay in school. Because my GPA just dropped that much where, you know, I was ditching school. Like, I just...
Is it still going to say to ditching when you're an adult? Is it really?
I mean, it gets hard, too, because there's no one telling you have to go to class.
Yeah.
There's no one there calling your parent and be like, hey, you know, Selena wasn't in class today.
And like, I think that's what makes you... I think that's what makes you right there. Like, like you said, no one's going to call your parents, mm-hmm. but you still choose to go. And that's good. And when sometimes these guys are like, ugh, school. Don't say that.
Yeah.
You guys have no idea. Don't say that.
Well, too, I mean, you can bring up to them, like, look, like, you should feel privileged to be able to be in school. Mm-hmm. Not everyone has, like,
the
ability, the, you know, no one has that opportunity to be in school.
I was going to go back to the Layla's point. I'm thinking that the thing about my wife's family is that they're very motivating. Obviously, mm-hmm. my uncle's like, hey, start a podcast, you know? So, my sister-in-law, who's also a chemist,
mm-hmm.
she told my wife one day, Andy should really think about being a IT guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's really smart when it comes to technology, and he likes to learn that stuff. And, like, when the family has an issue, hey, call Andy. He can fix it, you know? Call Andy. He can fix it.
Yeah.
Her uncle, who is down the street here at grandma's house, he'll hit me up. Hey, is IT closed? I'm like, no, what's going on? I close in 5 minutes, but what's going on? He goes, hey, can you come check this out? So I'll walk over there and check it out. Or sometimes the internet or the fire stick or whatever it is that he has going on. But that's their, hey, I know IT closes at 8 o'clock, but can you run over here real quick? Meaning I got to go to bed at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. So,
but I'm thinking of going back to school myself. And then maybe, mm-hmm. like I said, back to Layla, maybe she sees that I'm doing that. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll motivate her to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
I just, like I said, it's just very hard for me to
try to
talk to her because sometimes we bump heads, and it's like, because maybe I do come a little too strong
mm-hmm.
about it, and I'm like, you need to do this or you need to do that, and it's like, you don't understand. I'm, you know, maybe I do come off as an asshole, but
maybe it's just like the way that you talk to her. Maybe you just come off a little bit too strong. And I mean, do you ever feel like she has maybe like resentment?
You know what? I'm going to go back to, I don't know, maybe this might answer your question. I'm not sure. I'm not good at interviews. I just talk. She had,
and maybe like that's how she acts. No,
she had something happen. Something happened. Oh, okay. Okay. She called me to tell me that she was going to have, that she was having like good grades or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, like, she called me to tell me that her good grade, her grades are straight or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And my thing was, well, let me see them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been told this in the past.
Yeah.
Let me see them.
Show me the proof.
And apparently, whatever I said made her cry. I'm like, you told me to mind my business. You said that I wasn't, you know, like, so when I, you know, like, you told me to mind my business. So I've been minding my business. So mm-hmm. right now, you're asking me, you're telling me this. So I just want to see proof.
Yeah.
And I guess when I hung up the phone, she started crying.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, you never call. So I told her, you never call. You never, you know, blah, blah, blah. Whatever the case was, where I'm like, my baby's mom hit me up. You're an asshole. You know that? I'm like, why?
Yeah.
She told us to mind our business. So now that she wants to call me out of the blue to tell me that she's doing this, all I asked was for proof of her grades.
Yeah.
And I'm the asshole?
Yeah.
She goes, Andy, she holds you on a fucking pedestal. I don't understand why, but she holds you on a fucking pedestal. Okay, well, there I am being the asshole, right? I feel like an asshole now. Okay, cool. Hey, mija, I'm sorry. You know, whatever, blah, blah. Please don't cancel this weekend because obviously they want to see you over here.
Yeah.
I come home and I tell the wife, like, can you believe that? She holds me on the fucking pedestal, like, whatever. Andy, she does. What do you mean? Help me understand. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Andy, she never calls you because she doesn't have anything good to say.
Yeah.
That's why she doesn't call you. So she calls you when she has something good to say and you push her away. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, there I go being an asshole twice in one day.
I mean, have you ever have you ever told her that like you were proud of her?
You know, she sent me, I think after that, after we talked, she sent me a screenshot of her grade, her attendance in mm-hmm. the month of March, straight perfect attendance.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, now I learned from the last one, you know? So the last text message or the last phone call. So I'm like, all right, good job. That's cool. And, you know, do you have Zelle? And because you have the bank account now.
Yeah.
You have Zelle? She goes, no, but okay, do this. Download Zelle, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Here you go. Let me know when you have it. In fact, for me to know it's you, request money from me.
Mm,
and she's okay, Dad. I get the text message.
$1,000.
Right? I get the text. No, this one had less zero. So thank God. She requests $10. I was like, okay, cool. And I sent it to her.
Yeah.
I got it, Dad. Okay, there you go. You know, and then when you show me your grades, I'll give you $10 for every A, yeah. $8 for every B, la, 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 right?
Yeah.
I still haven't got those. So it's like, it's very hard for me to understand that she's graduating.
Dad, will you give me $1 for every F?
Right? No, I'm out. D's and zero. D's and F's, you get zero.
Yeah.
The boys were so fucking pissed. Like, what the hell, Dad? We get perfect attendance all year long.
But it's like, boys, you guys have like...
Thank you.
You guys have good grades already. Like, this is supposed to be... Because you know what?
If it motivates her...
Yeah, my dad did the same thing for us too.
Yeah.
I don't remember it being $10, which I might bring up now, but...
Hey, you know what? After the podcast, I realized you owe me some money.
Yeah, you know what? I got all my report cards still. Like, I can bring them up right now. But I think he did something similar too. Like, it was $5 for every A. And
yeah.
College was the same thing too.
It's because it's 2021. Times are hard, man. Times are harder. Maybe, you know, maybe you sue. I got a check one day in the mail. Is this shit real? Apparently, somebody sued about overtime and shit like that
yeah.
in a different company where every vendor, because not just the company I work for, the competition, they got the same check.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. Is this real? Because if it's real, I'm fucking cashing this shit. So maybe you should sue your dad or sue somebody, like, damn, compensation. Hey, you know what? Times are hard.
Right, Dad, you know what? All the time that you were harassing me, you know, about school.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm just not cool with it now.
It's like, you live in my house, covering us still. Move out.
Man, I mean, I pay for everything at home.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I pay rent. I pay the bills. Like,
no, so, yeah, the kids were like, Dad, that's not fair, blah, blah. I'm like,
yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's like, you guys don't need the, like...
I give you guys an allowance.
The incentivized motivation,
I don't need
though.
To push you guys.
Yeah.
You guys have every... How many kids can say they have 3 TVs in their room? Probably, like, rich ones. Exactly. We're not rich. You got a TV. You got 2 TVs. You got 3 TVs in your room that were the ones you guys play your game and then the TV on the wall.
Yeah.
You guys don't need that. Each one of you have your own Switch. You guys don't need to. Mm. You got an Xbox. We have a PlayStation. You guys have everything that you need, that you have. I mean, you don't need it, but you have it.
Yeah.
If maybe this is going to motivate her to, you know, to... get better grades and then let's...
So be it.
So be it. I mean, if this is a little bit of me bonding with her, then, you know, there's like, again, this last time she came over, she's talking about a little boyfriend and he's playing football. I'm like, okay, well, at least he plays a sport that I like.
Yeah.
And we got home and she was watching it on her phone. I'm like, well, what's the link? And I put it on the TV. We're watching the game, and he's number 3. I'm like, all right, fuck that little kid. Okay. In my head, I'm like, fuck that kid. And, but I'm watching this kid play, right?
Yeah.
And then I think about it. I'm like, maybe this kid isn't so bad. Because remember the story I told you guys about me scaring her little boyfriend at the school?
Yeah.
I pulled up and like, you, I'm not going to approve of this until she gets better grades. I had nothing to say. I had nothing to say because this kid is in the football team.
And for him to be playing football,
he needs to have good grades.
He needs to have good grades.
This kid also has a part-time job.
Oh, okay, never mind.
There we go.
I was going to say, or it could be where...
It's just a 2.0?
Yeah,
no.
Kind of with Layla, like, it's one of our good players on the team.
He also has a part-time job. Apparently, he helps his mom, whatever. So he has... The way I see it, by me watching this game, which I was rooting for the other team, stupid Wolfpack lost that day, me watching this game, I realized, okay, maybe this kid is a good influence in her. Maybe maybe he's the reason why she's doing better. Maybe he's the reason why she's going to graduate high school. Mm-hmm. For him to be on the football team, he has to have good grades. For him to have a part-time job, he has to have good grades. So I'm not liking his long ass hair, but all right, we'll deal with that. And I was okay with that.
Yeah.
I was okay with that. I'm like, because I know every time I've threatened her and I threatened her boyfriends or the fuck is say, I don't like this shit. No, now it's like, all right, when am I going to meet him? I don't want to meet him, but when am I going to meet him? And she did hit me up to tell me that she's going to graduate on the, I think the 10th of June. And I'm like, holy shit, I'm actually off that week.
Yeah.
So I can go get a rental and drive all the way to Bakersfield if I have to, whatever. Is he going to be there? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And my baby's mom said, Andy, be nice. Be nice. She's not your little baby. She's still my baby. Just not a little baby anymore, but okay.
Yeah.
All right. Be nice. Be nice.
Whatever that means.
Whatever. I don't think I have it in me to be nice. But no, it's okay.
You never know. Maybe like, I mean, maybe with like dating him, it'll motivate her that much more to like want to go to college.
I'm hoping he's the reason. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, unless he's just going to be like, oh, my part-time job is going to turn into a full-time now.
I'm hoping that's the case.
Yeah.
Because
maybe you need to like sit down with Layla now and have like, don't talk to her like a little girl anymore. Like, have an adult watch you mean what you're going to say to her.
So, you mean I don't have to go, come here, my little baby? Not like that?
No. Okay. Preferably no. But maybe, I don't know, maybe it's time to, like, start talking to her like an adult.
Yeah. Like, you know what? Like, it's hard for me to sometimes talk to her when I don't know. I just, when I see her, it's very hard for me to talk to her sometimes. It's when she removes that makeup. It's when I'm like, okay, there she is.
Yeah.
You know, come here, mija, and, you know, sit on my lap or whatever. Like I said, I was on the sofa and she came out, hey, dad, blah, blah, blah. And I just, you know, patted my chest, and she knows what me patting my chest means. And she crawled up like a little ball and like, she laid on me and like, I'm like holding her. I'm like, mija, I love you, kid.
Yeah.
But sometimes you make me not miss you. And I'm like, dude, I gave your mom this pretty little girl. Mm-hmm. Now you take off your makeup and it's like, holy shit. But I mean, you're right. I need I'm starting to kind of watch what I say and how, and that's why I'm telling her that the drive over here a few weekends ago was like, it's very hard for me to say anything without you interpreting it as me talking shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, your dad did a good job, obviously, raising you guys, but, you know, did he have those talks with you?
No. I mean, probably not. I don't think I ever really had, like, an actual, like, adult conversation with him until probably when I was already, like, in college.
Yeah.
I think still growing up or going through all of that, like, high school and stuff, it was still more of the, well, I'm still going to keep pushing you.
Yeah.
Keep pushing you, like, no matter what, until you graduate, you figure out what you want to do with your life. And I think once I got to the point of, like, graduating college was more of, like, okay, let's sit down, like, as an adult now.
Yeah.
And let's go through, like, your next 5 years of what you want to do in life now.
Exactly.
Okay. So I don't think I ever really had, but I don't think I ever really needed it either.
So so we can end this podcast, what is your last advice for me to how to handle the situation with Layla after the chopper goes by? It's funny because this guy, last weekend I'm recording a podcast with Jacob. His name is Jacob. He does it's called Random Topics on his podcast. He does pretty educational podcast episodes. And something happened where he's like, we're gonna go to commercial break. And he pauses this thing and I'm like, what can be the commercial break? I'm like, oh, you were serious? He goes, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm serious. I'm like, oh shit. Okay. And he's like, oh, okay. Today's episode is brought to you by air. Cause without it, you would die. I'm like, fucking kid. So, like I said, I think it was, I think his wife was calling him and he had to stop it real quick. So, we're going to go to commercial breaks. And then, like I said, that was his commercial break. I'm like, fucking kid. So, I have no commercial breaks, so this is just one that'll stop making noise with a stupid chopper. Anyways, what is the final advice for me?
I think final advice. I honestly think you probably need to sit down with Layla and have, like I mentioned, have like that adult conversation with her and kind of just, I mean, figure out where, like, where her head is at, figure out where she's going in life. And I know it's probably like early on too, to like, it's early on, but it's not early on either, to figure out what she wants to do with her life.
And just pretty much listen.
And
don't say anything. Probably
listen to her.
Keep quiet.
Because I know, like, I'm a strong believer in, like, saying... It's not so much about, like, what you say. It's about how you make someone feel.
How you say it. Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's what my wife said, the same thing. She said, sometimes when you... Like that day, I made her cry. It's like, yeah, but I just wanted to see her grades. It's how you said it. And that's... Yeah. And my baby's mom told her, why don't you talk to Letty?
Yeah.
Talk to Letty and because... She's obviously married to your dad.
Mm-hmm.
She obviously understands your dad better.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she can help you understand how he meant it.
Yeah.
And
maybe not so much saying, like, let me see your grades. Maybe if you would have came out her and be like, oh, okay, mija, like, I'm proud of you. Let me see your grades so I can send you a little something.
And I think that's what she wanted to hear. You know? And I went with, like,
That's why I asked, like, have you ever said that you were, like, proud of her? Because maybe she's coming at you.
Oh, did I not answer that question earlier? No, okay. So she did send me this. Oh, that's right. I got switched to the kids. See, I get distracted so easy. So she sends me a screenshot of her perfect attendance, right?
Yeah.
And I gave her 10 bucks. Yeah. I gave her 10 bucks. So.
But have you said those words to her, though? Like, I'm proud of you. Because I think that was the hardest thing.
I need to start recording this podcast because the facial expression that I'm making right now is priceless.
Because I think that was the thing for me. Like, I never heard my dad say that he was proud of me until probably my college graduation.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't go to my high school graduation. Like, he didn't show up to it.
Yeah. How'd you feel on that one?
At home. Honestly, it hurt me that my dad wasn't there. Like, it but my dad was more like, well, anyone can get a high school.
You know
degree.
What's funny?
Or
my,
high school
you know what's funny? My wife says the same shit. He was like,
but you see, like, it instills something in you. Like,
yeah.
To not see your parent. Like, obviously, my mom went and, like, the rest of the family went. But to, like, not have the one person that I feel like I want to impress the most.
Is your dad.
Which is my dad. Well, I mean, I love my mom, obviously.
Yeah.
I feel like I could do no wrong in my mom's eyes. So, but you know my mom. She's a lot more compassionate and stuff.
Yeah.
My dad's military background is a little harder. But, like, I pushed myself so hard to graduate with that 5.0 from high school.
Yeah.
That it's like, I wanted to get that, like, I'm proud of you. Or I wanted to, like, be able to impress my dad and being like, well, yeah, I graduated high school. But he was like, well, your high school graduation is nothing.
My wife,
like,
said this.
I didn't go to your sister. So why am I going to go to, like, I'm not going to choose favorites. So I'm not going to go to yours.
My wife said the same thing. She's like, it's just high school.
Yeah.
It's more impressive when you do college.
Yeah.
And because I told him he's going to walk the line and everything. Mm-hmm. I'm like, she's kind of like, she's talking to him and she's giving him her point of view about the walk. So he's kind of like, okay, well, maybe I want, no, bullshit. You're not taking that from me. You're not taking that from me. I want to see him fucking walk preschool. I want him to see him walk eighth grade. I want him to see him, shit, I want to see him walk to the bathroom. He's walking through high school. He's graduating the line and everything.
Yeah.
And he's like, and she's like, because of me not graduating, me not being able to walk the line in high school. When I was in junior high, I walked that one, but anybody can walk that one.
Yeah.
To me, but those were the last, like, 2 weeks of my life, like, the hardest, because I was making sure that I aced everything. Because when you missed half your eighth grade year in school,
yeah,
you have to, that's why I said in the beginning, it's like, it's very hard for me to understand that she's going to graduate.
Yeah.
When she failed so much, but I'm not blaming her. I'm blaming the district, because you're teaching the wrong message, but it is what it is. And,
but I still think, like, you know, you having the time off, like, obviously go down there for her graduation.
Yeah.
And, I mean, even being able to just tell her, like, regardless of, like, how she got there, I still think it's going to be instilled
it's gonna
in her
to lot,
hear.
If I to, say.
It's going to mean a lot to hear her from her dad say, you know what, mija, like, don't say, like, oh, I don't know how you got here, but, you know.
Well, that's why you're here.
You know, to just tell her straight up, like, you know, mija, like, I'm so proud of you of being able to, like, being able to finish, like, high school. Like, as much through our struggles and, you know, you were still able to get to this point where you're at now. And now, like, you know, talk to me. Like,
I just think I'm too blunt in certain things.
She'd be like, you know what? You don't talk to me like that. Where did this come from?
Right. But, no, I take that into consideration. Honestly, my wife's going to be like, what the hell, dude? I could have told you that. I know, but you don't want to come on the podcast.
Yeah.
I need podcast material, damn it.
It's like, speak with love to her.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
I think
it's because, like, she's, not to say she's done a lot more wrong than she has right?
Yeah.
Because everyone makes their own... She's old enough to hopefully to understand what she's doing already.
Yeah.
You know, and has her own reasons for what she's doing. Have her own reasons to not want to go to class or not want to do her work. You know, and I think it's important to, like, get to the nitty-gritty of it. Like, why?
Like, no, like she sent me a picture of her gown the other day.
Yeah.
And I just put nice. Like, with the exclamation mark. Nice. Yay. You know, like, because I...
But see, you could have been like, can't wait to see you in it.
I'm not that nice. Like, very nice.
Because, you know, then she could be like, he feels whatever about it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, type of thing.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I don't...
That's what I said. Like, I think it's important to really, like, think about... Yeah. Especially when she texts you. Maybe, like, really sit down and, like, think about what you want to respond to her.
Because then she respond, might, like, 3 hours later and shit after I thought of everything.
Maybe she might be feeling like, oh, well, like, maybe dad just doesn't really care that, like,
yeah.
You know? So, as I say, you got to speak with love.
All right. Well, really, before you make me feel like an asshole three times, let's...
That's right. You got two boys that are doing great. It's just, you got to give this one a little extra love.
I know. That's the thing, though. That's the thing. It's just, like, it's hard. But still,
at least you show the love
equally
for all three.
I think it's hard. I try and I preach, tell your kids you love them.
Mm-hmm.
And show them how much you love them. And sometimes, like it's a lot harder. It's easier said than done.
Yeah.
I love my kids. Don't get me wrong. I love my kids. But it's like, it's weird for me to, you know, like my wife tells me, like, she calls me, like, her little nicknames and shit. Or when I say something, the other day, I just went and I kind of, like, patted her on her butt. And I'm like, hey, babe, are you okay? You feeling good? Because I knew that night she woke up and she wasn't feeling well.
Yeah.
So I kind of, like, she comes up to me that, like, hours later. Can I tell you something without you getting all, oh, what, babe, what? She goes, just you doing that made me feel so special. Oh, God. All right. Whatever. I'm never going to do that again. I just don't like to be reminded of when I'm being lovey-dovey. I don't want to hear it.
Well, see, like, growing up in a military household.
You want it.
We were never shown, like, you know, emotions. Or, like, with my great-grandma being around, like, you know, my dad's mom. It was more like, well, here's some money. Like, this is to show you how much I love you. I'm not going to say I love you to you, but I'm going to get these little mementos.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you these little things. Oh, here's $20. Like, my grandma was always, oh, para que compres un chocolate.
Yeah.
It's like, grandma, I don't need $20 for a chocolate. Oh, no. Like, you know, take it.
But they exist. You know that, right?
Yeah, they do. But, you know, like, being able to show it.
Yeah.
As opposed to being able to, like, oh, I'm just going to buy your love.
I know. I think I do that a lot. I like my wife.
I don't know if it's Hispanic.
Can you just tell me? I guess.
It's like not being able to really say it.
Yeah.
As opposed to being able to show it.
I tell her, like, she's like, babe, can you just tell me you love me? Babe, I bought you a fucking car. She goes, not like that. Babe, I got you a $500 freaking laser hair removal. Like, he goes, that's not what I mean. Exactly. Yeah. So, like you said, I'm like, that's not how I'm like. So, like I said, when she told me that, one day we were jogging, and I pulled up behind her, and I just, like, kind of, like, just pat her shoulder, and she said, just shit like that. It's like, but then she reminds me of the shit that I do, and then I don't do it again.
Well, see, but maybe it's a reminder to show you that you don't do it as often as she would like it.
And I think I got to do the same thing with my daughter. So
yeah, you just got to give her a little bit more.
Yeah.
Especially because you don't see her as often as you see your boys.
Exactly.
So it's like, maybe you need to put that little extra two cents.
To me with the boys, it's like I can throw a little insult and they know I'm messing with them. Like, nerds, you know, like I said earlier. But they know that I'm messing and they know that I love them. Like, it's funny because I come home for lunch and Nick would run to the front door and hug me. Hey, dad, you know, and then go back to his class.
Yeah.
Julian, the same thing. And then one day I walked in and I'm like, it's fucking quiet in here. I go open the door to his room and he's doing his work. And I'm like, the fuck? You don't greet me anymore? He's like, what? I'm like, you used to come and tell me, hey, dad, hug me and give me a kiss and everything. And he's like,
I'm busy.
Pretty much. So always cherish those damn moments, I guess. But before we get into another whole different conversation, Prima, anything last minute, last word, advice?
Bring Layla on the show. I'd love to come back.
Yeah? Have her, you and her, and you here?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll get down to maybe we'll have intervention.
There you go. Don't tell her. Don't listen to this, Layla. Maybe I should have started that in the beginning.
Intervention
anyway.
With her. I'll try to get my sister to come.
Yeah. Because
I mean, we don't have, it's sad to say, but it's like, we don't have that like relationship with our cousins.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh my God, imagine having all the kids.
That'd be cool.
All the kids plus me and my sister.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I have everybody here. Yeah. Well, I don't have enough microphones, but fuck it. We'll do it. Anyways, but okay then, prima. Well, thank you for coming to the podcast. And like I end every podcast, thank you for writing with me.
And thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to Ride With Me, the Flat Tire Indie Podcast. You can also listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, and Podbean.